started out the tour, I was sort of Friedman.
Today's Shia, I'd like to speak about what might sound like a rather unusual topic. I want to speak about sneezing. And where does this minig come from, that one gives a brucha to somebody who sneezes and one says, Asisa, bless you, tzigazind, labriot. Is this a minig? Is it a halucha? Or is it actually a bad practice which comes from the goy? So this is what we're going to speak about today. And the connection is to what we just lined yesterday in Parshas Vayechi about the patira of Yaakov Avinu. Chazal tell us in Pirkei Derabbi Eliezer, Miyoyim shenivra ho'olam, from the day the world was created, lahoya udam choyle, nobody ever was ill. Ela b'chal mukam shahoya udam im bederech im b'shik, wherever person was, he was going in the street, v'utash, and he suddenly would sneeze, ho'yse nafshoy yoytse menechirov imes. He would fall down dead. A person would sneeze, and he would fall down dead. This was how it was. Explains the Radal, Reb David Luria, one of the greatest mafoshim on the Pirkei Derabbi Eliezer. Why would a person die through sneezing? Because Rabbeinu Shloim created man, v'yipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. Rabbeinu Shloim blew into his nostrils his neshama. So the neshama enters a person's body through his nose. So when the time came for a person to be nifta, the neshama would leave also through his nose. So this was how it was. Ad shabu Yaakov Avini ibikesh rachmim azois. Until Yaakov Avini came and he was mavakesh rachmim. V'omar lefunov, Rabbeinu Shloilom, al tikach nefesh mimeni ad asheni metzaves bunai ibnei beisi. Please Hashem, I don't want to be nifta suddenly, just drop down dead. I need to be able to give over my bruchas and my message and my tzavur to my children and einiklech. V'ner teloi, and the Rabbeinu Shloilom answered him, shenema, v'hi achrei hadvurim ho'eile, v'yoymeh le'yosef, hinei avicha choyle. Your fathers became ill, says the Medrash, and this was something which had never happened before. Finishes off the Pirkei Derabbi Eliezer with these words, lefichach, therefore, chayev udam loyme lechaveroi b'shas atishoysov. Important lushan. A person is mechiev to say to his friend when he sneezes, chayim, give him a brucha, chayim, you should be gezint. Shenepach muvis ha'oilam la'oya. Because something which was muvis, which used to be fatal, now he just sneezed and nothing happened to him. So says the Pirkei Derabbi Eliezer, give him a brucha. Give him a brucha, chayim, zuzan gezint. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chayim, in Siman Kif Ayin, in Hilchas Seder. The Machaber says, you're not allowed to shmeeze while you're eating, because it's a sakuna shema yagdim kuna leveshet. Says the Machaber, v'afila misha nis'atesh, even if somebody sneezed, besida usa loimeloi asisa. You're forbidden to say asisa. What do we see from the Machaber? We see that you're only forbidden whilst you're eating. But if you're not eating, then one does say it. So the Machaber has to tell us, since the normal practice is to say asisa, so just be careful, whilst a person is eating, you don't say asisa. From the words of Shulchan Aruch, it's very clear that's the correct thing to say asisa when somebody is sneezing. The Mugen Avraham, in Siman Reish Lamed, quotes B'Shem the Mashal, that we say there's a whole nisach which one says, that when somebody sneezes, if Reuven sneezes, so Shimon says back to him, asisa. Says the Mashal, now that Shimon has said to him, asisa, it's correct for Reuven who sneezed to say to Shimon, berichim ti. And then he should add on a pusik, L'shioscho kivisi Hashem. Why? Explains the Mashal. Because hamispal ba'ad chaveiroi hine netchila. So since Reuven, who sneezed, said berichim tihi, so you gave a bruchah to Shimon, you gave a bruchah to Shimon, so to add for yourself as well something, l'shioscho kivisi Hashem. In the Pirish Mahazov on the Pirkei de Belezer, he says something very interesting. Yaakov Avini was giving the bruchas, and he comes in the middle of the bruchas, when he finishes giving a bruchah to God, and he suddenly says a pusik, L'shioscho kivisi Hashem. How did this come in? So he explains as follows. Oma Yaakov pusik zeh. Yaakov Avini said this pusik, K'shehichbid olav hachoyli. When he suddenly felt that his illness was becoming much more severe, he was worried that now he's going to also sneeze and he's going to suddenly be nifta. And Yaakov Avini hadn't yet finished giving over his savor to all his children. So he said this pusik, l'shioscho kivisi Hashem, please Hashem, allow me to finish giving over all my hadrucha, my bruchas, and my tzavur to my children. And this is taka was stated in the pusik. Vayechal Yaakov letzavoy says bunav. He finished saying what all he wanted to give over. Vayesef raglo velamita vayigva Yosef al amov. And then he was nifter. So says the Perish Mazo. So mayofe minhag zeh to say l'shioscho kivisi Hashem when a person sneezes. Because we see that Yaakov Avini had said this pusik. Why? He was worried. Although he davened, he was worried. He was still about to sneeze and he's about to be nifta. And the Boi Shalom answered his tefillah and he wasn't nifta. So what emerges from this is very clear that the makor to say asisa comes from Chazal, the Lushna Pirkei de Rebbeleizer, is chayiv udam loim lachaveira. And you see from the words of Shulchan Aruch, that this is the correct and the accepted practice, and the Zovim is 8 from the Mogen Avraham. So the following Maaseh will come as a bit of a surprise and a bit of a shock. And for many years I was very troubled by this story, and I never understood it, and I always looked at one of these stories, things just doesn't add up, it doesn't make any sense. Until Chazacharan gelegt in dem, and I was able, Baruch Hashem, as we'll see today, to understand this story. The Koich of Meyakov, Rabbi Yaakov Weidenfeld, was the father that Shabina Ruf, was one of the greatest Gedoilim Ga'oinim of his generation. And he was a Hoysiatan Chusid, from the Eshto Hoysiatan Rebbe, who was a Zin from the Heilige Rishna. The Koich of Meyakov was once by his Rebbe, the Hoysiatan Rebbe, and the Hoysiatan Rebbe sneezed. And the Koich of Meyakov said to him, Asisa! And the Siyatan Rebbe said back to him, saying Asisa is Darkei Hu Emoiri. It's Chikas Hagoi. We don't say it. This is the story which is quoted in the Sefer Knesset Mordechai from one of the Sadigei Rebbes, who was also an Einikel, without any explanation. And he carries on the Knesset Mordechai and he says, the Koich of Meyakov was very taken aback. He said, Darkei Emoiri? How can this be? And the Siyatan Rebbe said, yes. And he said to him, it's a Beferisha Toisefta. It's a Toisefta in the 8th Perek of Masechta Shabbos. Ha'oime Marpe, somebody who says Marpe, which means Asisa, Harizem Midake Hoi Moiri. Rebbe Luza Brebsudik Oime Lahoi Oime Marpe may Bittel Torah, because of Bittel Torah. Abishal Beisam Gimliya Lahoi Oime Marpe may Dake Hoi Moiri. So we have here a Beferish Tosefta, the Tanakhama, and Rabban Gamliel, both hold you're not allowed to say Asisa because it's Darkei Hu Emoiri. What is Darkei Hu Emoiri? This is a Sigya Masechta Shabbos in Daf Samach Zayin or Med Aleph, where Rashi is Masbeh. It's a form of doing things because it's superstitious. Things which have no value in themselves. You do them, it's superstitious. This says Rashi is Darkei Hu Emoiri, it's Chikas Hagoi, Ivechikos Seichem, Loi Seilechi. So says the Tosefta very clearly, if a person says Darkei Hu Emoiri, says Asisa, Dakehu Amoiri. Now, it can't be that the Koich of Meyakov did not know of this Tosefta. So why was he so taken aback? The answer is obvious. He knew of this Tosefta. But he was taken aback that this Tosefta could be a makar that we shouldn't be saying that, we shouldn't be saying Asisa. Because as we've just proven, very clearly, the Lushan of Chazal and Pigad Reblazer, it's Chayev Udam Loima Chayim. You have to give a bruch when somebody sneezes. We see from the Shulchan Aruch and the Mugen Avraham, this is the correct procedure. So obviously, it cannot be that there should be a problem with saying Asisa. And not only that, we have a Beferish Gemura in Masechtas Bruchas. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Bruchas, in Daphne and Gimel and Medalef, Rabbeis Rabban Gamliel, Lahoye Oimrim Marpe Bebeis HaMedrash. If somebody would sneeze in the Beis HaMedrash, they wouldn't say Asisa. Mipnei Bittel Beis HaMedrash. Explains Rashi, Marpe, Leudam Hamis Atesh, Regilim Loima Asisa. Somebody who sneezes, it's the minig one says Asisa. What do we see from this Gemara? That only in Beis HaMedrash one doesn't say Asisa. Outside the Beis HaMedrash, you do. So we, even if there is a Tosefta who says one doesn't say Asisa, because it's dark Hemori, but we don't hold like this Tosefta. We have a Befeish Gemura, Nishtazoi. We have a Pekin Reb Elezer Nishtazoi. We have a Mechaba. We have a Mugen Avraham. So how can it be that the Siyata Nerebbe should say, saying Asis is Dakeh Moiri, it doesn't seem to add up. Now there's a sefer from the Vilna Gaon on quite a few Masechtas called Imre Noyam. And in his sefer on Masechtas Bruchas, he comes with a gewaldige bombshell. The Gemara just tells us that Beis Rabban Gamliel, Lahoye Oimrim Marpe Beis HaMedrash, Mepnei Bittel Beis HaMedrash. They wouldn't say Asisa in the Beis HaMedrash. Says the Vilna Gaon, and these are his words, V'yesh Loima, Te'ein HaPeresh K'moysha HaOilam Soivrim. The Pshat in the Gemara is not like the world thinks. Even Beis HaMedrash you're allowed to, and the Rabban Gamliel is being machmed, so you're not allowed to say it. Quotes the Vilna Gaon this Tosefta in Masechta Shabbos, and he says, you know what this Gemara is telling us? The Chachomim hold you're forbidden to say Asisa anywhere, not in the Beis HaMedrash and not out the Beis HaMedrash. Adarabba, Chachom Oisrim, Bechol Mokim, Afile Shaloi Bebeis HaMedrash, Meshim Dakei Emoiri. Rabban Gamliel, they are the Mekilim, they hold you allowed to say Asisa outside the Beis HaMedrash, but inside the Beis HaMedrash, you're not allowed to ask Bittul Torah. But the Chachomim, they hold it's always forbidden to say Asisa. Finishes off the Vilna Gaon, Eva Emes, Halucha Ke Chachomim, the Halucha is like the Chachomim, Lekach usa b'chol mukaim. This is an unbelievable pele dika chiddush. The Vilna Gaon is telling us you are forbidden to say Asisa. Because the halach is like the Chachomim, the Chachomim say you're always forbidden. Why? Darkei v'moiri. Now in the new edition of Imre Noyim, there is a haguf and the moitzi le'or of the Sefer. And he writes the words of the Vilna Gaon is mamash pele, like we've just shown. We've got a Pekah de Rebbe Elazer who says, Chayev Udam Loim Lachaveiroi Chayim. You're Mechiv to say it. It's a Mechaba, it's a Mugen Avraham. So how can the Vilna Gaon come and say this? Pele Dika Pshat. So he writes as follows, and we'll in a minute prove what he's saying is correct. That there are two inyunim in saying Asisa. The Lushan of the Pekah de Rebbe Elazer is, until Yaakov Avini was Nifta, there's no such thing as a person becoming ill. Everybody sneezed and dropped down dead. Says the Pekah de Rebbe Elazer, Lefichach, therefore, Chayiv Udam Loyim Ba'atishusoi Chayim. A person's got to say on his own sneeze, Chayim. What the Pekah de Rebbe Elazer is telling us is that the minig was not that he gave a brucha to somebody else. When you sneezed yourself, you would give a hoidua to the Rabbeinu Shloilem, that you're alive. That was the minig which is written in Pekah de Rebbe Elazer. But to give a brucha to somebody else, as heirs or zangezind, this is what the Vilna Gaon holds is forbidden, and if you do it, it's darkei ha'amori. I'll explain this more in a minute. Now, there is a sefer called Kovod Chachomim from Rabbi Yaakov Landau, who was an ear einikel of the Noide Behida. And in his sefer, he writes on the similar vein to the Vilna Gaon. And he says as follows, difficult to understand what Rabbi Gamliel said, you're not allowed to say Asisa in the Beis HaMedrash, because it's Bittel Torah. We find that Chazal were mat in the Beis HaMedrash, you're even allowed to say Shulam Aleichem. Somebody comes to the Beis HaMedrash, you're allowed to say Shulam Aleichem. And the Haluch is even a mitten davenen. You're allowed to be mafsig Bein HaPrukim, to be Shoyel B'Shulam Chaveir, if somebody comes into Shiel. So how can it be that saying Asisa should be worse than greeting a Yid? I'm allowed to greet a Yid in the Beis HaMedrash. How can it be that to say Beis HaMedrash? How can it be that to say Asisa, we'll soon see. How can say to say Asisa, you shouldn't be allowed in the Beis HaMedrash? Oh, very good. I like that pshat. Yeah, but how can it be? But it could be worse than this. The Emes is what you're saying, the Maril says this. The Maril says that's when you're learning, you don't need a bruch of refiah, because Torah is merapa the person. The Maril says this. So Zug this Rabbi Yaakov Landau, that when Rabbi Gamliel said, you're not allowed to say Asisa in the Beis HaMedrash, because of Bittel Beis HaMedrash, Nira ki amis marpa loy hitav be'ineim. Really, he wasn't too happy with the whole concept of saying Asisa full stop, even outside the Beis HaMedrash. V'hoya oz mina gahamoin loyma ben kol ha'amim. That was accepted practice. Everybody used to say Asisa. And the Chachomim felt they didn't have the power to stop everybody saying Asisa, because this was, the whole world was doing it. So Chazal said, at least in Beis HaMedrash, don't say it. That's what Chazal meant. Zug the Sefer, Kuvot Chachomim. Really, Chazal were not happy at all with one saying it ever. They felt they couldn't answer it. Then he carries on and he quotes the same Tosefta. Now, I want to bring a raya to this Gevaldige Chiddush. It's as follows. From the Pashtus Lushan HaGemura, we understand the problem is of Bittel Torah. However, if we look in the Rambam, in the fourth parak of Hilchas Talmud Torah, and in the Torah, in Simen Reish Mem Vov, in Hilchas Talmud Torah, when they quote this halucha, we don't say Asisa in the Beis HaMedrash, they don't mention a word because of Bittel Torah. They write it speaking about haluchas of Kedishas Beis HaMedrash. And they say, there's halachas, ein yesheni bebeis hamedrash, ein medabrim sicha beteile bebeis hamedrash. And then they add on another thing, and even somebody who sneezes, you don't say asisa bebeis hamedrash. Writes the Elia Rabba in Simon Kifnin Aleph, Barambam v'to mashmatama ishse mishim kedishas beis hamedrash. The reason behind this halacha is, we're not speaking about Bittel Torah. We're speaking about this is something which is not appropriate to do in the Beis HaMedrash. Just like it's not appropriate to sleep in the Beis HaMedrash, it's not appropriate to eat and drink in the Beis HaMedrash, it's not appropriate to say Asisa in Beis HaMedrash. And he asks the Chayyur from the Gemurah in Shazoy Mashma, and he explains how one can learn this pshat into the Gemurah there. There's no time to go into. Now, when we look in Shulchan or Harav, in Hilchas Talmud Torah, we'll see this very clearly. Writes the Shulchan Aruch Rav these words, Usa lehosiach sicha beteila bebeis HaMedrash. It's forbidden in the Beis HaMedrash to speak devorim beteilim. Va'afile mishin esatish. And even somebody who sneezed, ein oimim loy refiyah bebeis HaMedrash, va'afile shaloi b'shas limit. Even not whilst one's learning. You've come into to the Beis HaMedrash, you're not learning, you've just walked in. And somebody sneezes, Paskin Zeshuch Nechorav, you're not allowed to say Asisa. Vein Zuch Loima B'Shas HaLimid. Avad B'Shas HaLimid Zuch Kolshkin. Of even Shaloi B'Shas HaLimid, you're not allowed to say Asisa. And in the Prima Godim and Simon Kifnin Aleph and the Benishchai and the Peleoids and Sefer Chesed Alofim, all right, that you're not allowed to say Asisa in a base Haknesis. So we're not speaking at all about now Limit HaTorah. There's no Chashash HaBidl Torah. You've come to Shiel to Daven. Shiel, Davening hasn't yet started. You've come 5 minutes early. You're standing in the base Haknesis and somebody sneezes. Paskins, the Mugana, the Prima Godim, the Benishchai, the Peleoids. You're not allowed in a Beis HaKnesses to say Asisa. The Lushan of Ben Ishchai is HaMis'atish Beis HaKnesses Ein Oymen Loi Chayim Toivim. So we see that the reason why it is also the Lushan of the Shulchan Aruch Rav is Sicha B'Teila. Now the question is, we know Masr Shebechol Yoim, somebody has a baby, has an aliyah to the Torah, he gives a name for the baby, the ganze Sibbe Vinshtun, Mazel Tov. And in the Poskim state, that even Tisha B'Av, when one makes a bris in Shiel by Mincha, if one makes a bris Tisha B'Av by Mincha, one's allowed even on Tisha B'Av unzuwünschen Mazel Tov. So how can it be I'm allowed in Shiel to say Mazel Tov, and I'm not allowed to say Asisa? Why should I not be allowed to say Asisa? And the Shulchan Aruch explains this. It's called Sicha B'Teila. It's a contradiction to Kedisha's Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaNesh. This is not something we speak about. It's Dvorim B'Teilim. Why is it Dvorim B'Teilim? I'm giving somebody a brucha. Why should it be Dvorim B'Teilim? What is evident is from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, like the Yesod of Rabbi Yaakov Landau and the Vilna Gaon, as Be'etzim Chazal were not happy at all with a person saying Asisa. They were worried about it's a chashash darkei emori. But says Rabbi Yaakov Landau, Chazal felt they couldn't answer it totally. They didn't have the koich. They said, at least in Beis HaMedrash don't do it. We're not happy with you doing it even outside. But at least in Beis HaMedrash, don't say Asisa. And we can understand this as follows. The Ma'am Amodcha, when the Gedoyla Poskim, and Simon Kifnin Aleph explains, we know Chazal b'matir for Talmud Chochem, that he's allowed to sleep in Beis HaMedrash, allowed to eat and drink in Beis HaMedrash. Why weren't they matter to speak Dvorim B'Teilim as well in Beis HaMedrash? He's there all day. So zuk the Ma'am Modcha, that Chazal will only matter things in Beis HaMedrash which you need to do. A person needs to eat and drink, needs to sleep. He's in Beis HaMedrash all day, will matter. Or B'Sicha B'Teilim, B'Etzim, also, even outside the Beis HaMedrash. So since also outside the Beis HaMedrash, so we're not going to allow you, even for Talmud Chochem, to speak Dvorim B'Teilim in the Beis HaMedrash. So something which is Be'etzim also outside the Beis HaMedrash, therefore you're not allowed to do it inside the Beis HaMedrash. So therefore, Chazal viewed Asisa as something which is not correct. So, if you do it outside the Beis HaMedrash, no. Aber sicher nicht im Beis HaMedrash. So this is now where we hold it. The Würzburger Ruf, one of the Gedolei Poskim, asks the following kasha. We know the halacha is you're not allowed to daven belushan arami, because Malachi Ashurus don't understand arami. Freik, the Würzburger Ruf, how can it be the Mechaber says in Simon Kif Ayin that somebody sneezes in Besoy Chasida, you don't say Asisa. Mashma, outside the Sida, you should say Asisa. But Asisa doch lushan arami. So what's it help to say lushan arami? Explains the Würzburger Ruf that he was ma'ayin in the Lashonis of the Pekah de Reb Lezer and the Ave Mefosh Medrushim speak about saying Asisa. V'acha ho'ien, after those ma'ayin, it's nearer the Taretz that Asisa einoi lushon tefillah. It's not a tefillah, ela belushon shvach v'hoidua lahaskuras hanes. It's a lushon shvach v'hoidua, which means this halucha that we're not allowed to mispal Lushan Arami, that's when I'm being mispalo. But when I say Asisa, I'm not being mispalo. I'm giving a shvach v'hoidua. Once upon a time, sneezing was fatal. A person would drop down dead. You just sneezed, and nothing happened to you. Says the Pekah de Reb Elazar, therefore chayv udom lahoidois. You need to thank Hashem. Saying Asisa, zuk the Würzburger Ruf, is medik from Lushan Pekah de Reb Elazar, is not a tefillah. It's a lushan fin hoidua. And therefore, state in the Sefer Masas Shabbos, if somebody sneezes on Shabbos, you're allowed to say to him, Asisa. Although we know on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be mispal tzeruchov. But it's not a lushan at tefillah, it's a lushan hoidua. Huh? A hoidua, yeah, it's a hoidua. Zeldazach. Yeah. Oh, so we'll come to this in a second. Now, says the Shloah Kodesh as follows. Shemati kama she'oimrim be'itishom l'shi'oscho kevisi Hashem. I've heard people, when they sneeze, like we said, the Mugen Avraham, you should say the pusik l'shi'oscho kevisi Hashem. Ve'yofahi, en se'shay nezach. Now, explains the Shloah Kodesh. V'ha'kavuna bezeh. The kavuna is ha'hilal l'Hashem, being mahalal the Rebbein Shem. Thank you, Rebbein Shem. Why do we need to thank Hashem? Explains the Shloah Kodesh is like Birchas HaGoimel. When somebody makes a HaGoimel, what do we say? Mi shegamolcha toiv, hi gamolcha kol toiv sela. Just like you were zoicha to this gewaldige Yeshia, so you should be zoicha to noch Yeshias. Zog the Shloah Kodesh, this is what Asisa means. Asisa isn't a tefillah with davening, you should be gesinnt. But just because once upon a time sneezing was fatal, and now you sneeze and nothing happened to you, so since nothing happened to you, so I'm thanking Hashem. I'm not davening for you, I'm thanking Hashem that just like you sneeze and nothing happened to you, so l'shiyoscha kivisi Hashem, you should be zoicha vata to Yeshias. The Makor Chayim, on the Gedolei Poskim, writes in his Sefer, Tufresh, in the Simar Reish Lamed, L'chein amati acha hu itish. I say asisa when I sneeze. Ebefrat bihi yoisi levadi ven oime. Especially when I'm by myself, and there's no one to say to me asisa. Amati ani al itishi asisa. I say on my own sneeze, I say asisa. So again, we see L'choira, he's speaking about, I'm thanking Hashem that nothing happened. So what emerges now from this is as follows. We asked a question. In the Tosefta says that saying Asisa is Dake Hoa Moiri. And we ask the question, it can't be. We see it from the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. We see it from the Gemara. Comes the Vilna Gaon and he says you're forbidden to say Asisa. Forbidden. You're forbidden. If you do it, it's Dake Moiri. And the Magi asked, it can't be. And he said there's two Mahalchim. There's two Kavunas in saying Asisa. And as we see now, this is the correct mahalach. So what emerges from this is as follows. If a person sneezes, and you think, oi, you sneeze, oi, oi, I need to give you a brucha, you should be gezint, refia. Why do you need to give this person a brucha? Chazal tell us, Yaakov Avini was mevatel the sakuna. There's no sakuna involved anymore. And when a person sneezes, nothing happens. So why do you feel the need that I've got to give this person a brucha? Tzi gezint. Asisa, you should be gezint. What's the problem? Yaakovina was mavatalis. Chazal tell us the sakuna is gone, it's past. So if you feel that you need to give somebody a brucha, oh, this is darkei amoiri. This is what the goyim are doing. That does toignisht. What's the kavun of saying asisa? The kavun of saying asisa is not derech tfila. It's derech hoidua. That's what the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer says. Because once upon a time sneezing was fatal, and Baruch Hashem, the second earth passed, it no longer exists, and Fekert is Nepech Lechayim, so therefore person's got a chiv of Hoidua. Hoidua, oh, that's fine. Hoidua you're allowed to say. That's no problem. So this is, and even according to the Nisach of the Rambam, which the Rambam says, Oimim Loi Refia, the Rambam doesn't mean that you need a refiah. What the Rambam means is like al derech the Shloah Kodesh says, that just like you sneeze now, nothing happened, refiah is also vartazan gezint, but not that you actually need a refiah. It's a, yeah, like now you sneeze and nothing happens, also vartazan gezint, and nothing bad should befall you. It's not that I'm saying you need now a brucha because something's happened to you, something bad has happened and you need a brucha. If that's what you're doing, that's darkei amori, that's what the goyim do. However, since most people are not aware of this, where the goyim get it from, the goyim copied us, of course, but then they corrupted it like everything, and therefore they think Therefore, if you're doing it how the Goyim think, that's the problem. Darkei Amorim. But we have to do it like Chazal did it. The Goyim took it from us, but they've corrupted it. However, many people are not aware of this. And they just say, Asisa, whatever they think, is this now Chas V'Shulem a problem? So the Masham, in his Sefer Das Torah, quotes a Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef in Simon Kif Ayin Ches. This Tosefta that we mentioned, that somebody who says, Asis is Darkei Hamoiri, it's this Tosefta in the 8th Perek of Masechta Shabbos, writes the Beis Yosef as follows, Be'emes shahar be'devorim sheniyim be'oysa Tosefta, sheyesh be'mishim Darkei Hamoiri. The Tosefta there lists out a long shopping list of things which you're not allowed to do because it's Darkei Hamoiri. By the way, somebody asked me, why the Chazal Dafka call Chikas Hagoy Darkei Amoiri? You've got the Shiva Imus, Chiti, Prizi, Kanani. Why pink Darkei Amoiri? Say Darkei Yevisi, Darkei Gigul. What pink Amoiri? As Machan gefallen, Efshet Hakei Amoiri is from Lushan Amira, because these things are all Bederech Lachash. So they're called Amoiri. Efshet, they used to be very, very busy. And Amoiri, so you're not allowed to say things that the Goyim say if they look at it. There's some type of superstition involved. So Zuk the Beis Yosef. There's lots of things mentioned in this Tosefta which is forbidden b'nei Darkei Amoiri. V'harbe b'nei Yudam nechshulim b'hem v'ein ish som alev. And people do these things and they don't take any note that it's written in Tosefta you're not allowed to. Beis Yosef, how can this be? V'shem amashme lehi, perhaps they think she'ein luchash m'shem Darkei Amoiri ela ledvorim shehizkari b'gamura. You only have to keep things Darkei Amoiri, which is written in the Gemara. Bilvad, v'chol shadrum hashnim b'tesefta heva deloike hilchasa is not lahalucha. Deiloike in lahava shusik talmid minai. Because if it's not quoted in the Gemara, then obviously the Gemara doesn't agree with the Tosefta. Zog de masham, a gewaltig yisod shteitu in this Beis Yosef. That this Tosefta is shaloi Alibba de Hilchasa. And therefore, one doesn't have to be makbid. So what emerges from the Masham, and Azoy Shteit in the Chidur, is we are not goyris the entire Tosefta. And therefore, we have no problem whatsoever to say Asis. It's a bit late, do I still have another 2 minutes? Okay. Now, this Rabbi Yaakov Landau, who we mentioned before, he had big tanners on the Mugen Avraham. The Mugen Avraham said that when somebody sneezes, you say, Brichem Tiyi, L'shiyoscha Kivisi Hashem. And it was Rabbi Yaakov Landau who said that he said that Rabbi Gamliel really wasn't happy with you saying it full stop. You shouldn't be saying it. They couldn't utter it. They couldn't put their foot down. Didn't have the power to stop what people had been doing. They said, at least in Beis HaMedrash don't do it. So this Rabbi Yaakov Landau, it's evident to me that the Mugen Avraham had never seen this Tosefta, that the problem of Darkei Amoiri. Because if he would have seen it, he wouldn't tell us that we should not be adding on, besides saying, Asisa, say Brichem Tiyiv, L'shiyoscha Kivisa Hashem. And he's very upset with what the Mugen Avraham writes. Now, it occurred to me as follows. We have a Gemara in Masechtas Chilin, where the Gemara asks, how could it be that when Eliezer Eved Avraham went to look for Shidduch, for Yitzchok, he made a whole simon. Why is there not Freitoisus there, a shala of Nichesh? That's called superstition. If she does this, that's a good Shidduch. Not doesn't do it, it's a bad Shidduch. It's like the Havdol people say, you see a black cat walking on the ladder, bad sign. So, you're not allowed to make these signs. These signs are a shala of Nichesh. Azoi Freitoisus in Chilin, in Daf Tzadik Hei Omid Base. Ephraim the Meiri, and this is written by Barichas the Marashal Gazi in Yerayim, the Issa of Nichesh is you're taking away your amina in the Rabboin Shem, you're making silly signs. Or Behir Eliezer Eved Avraham said, Hashem Eloikei Adoini Avraham, Hakra no lefunayim. He was mispalal to the Rabboin Shloilam. Please, Rabboin Shem, make that this should be a simon. So then you can't say this is the Issa of Nichesh. Because since he's davening to the Rabboin Shloilem, so obviously he's believing the Rabboin Shloilem. No Shala of Nichesh. Says the Meiri in Shabbos Daf Samach Zayin on the base, Kol ma shenema derech brucha ein kan nichesh. When a person is davening to the Rabbi Shem, says the Meir, is no issa of nichesh. Im mizet tovin. From this you'll understand. Mikan etire loyma asisa. Writes the Meiri very clearly that when a person is davening to Hashem, and I'm davening, you should be gesinnt. There is no problem of asisa. So as we said, if a person says asisa, and he's davening, that yena should be gesinnt, no problem. On the other hand, if he's doing, because that's what everybody does, and even the goyim doing, and I'm doing that, you don't know what you're doing, there could be a problem of nichesh. So tells us the Mogen Avraham, add on l'shi'oscho kivisi Hashem. If you add on l'shi'oscho kivisi Hashem, I see very clearly you're davening to Hashem. So there's no problem at all of nichesh. By adding on l'shi'oscho kivisi Hashem, you've taken away the problem of nichesh. So this Rabbi Yaakov Landau said, I'm unhappy with the Mogen Avraham. Bad enough that people are saying, Asisa, what are you adding on noch l'shi'oscho kivisi Hashem? Pink faked. The whole promise in Lishiyoscha of Asisa, if she's singing like the Goyim, it's a Derech Nachash. If you say Lishiyoscha Kvisi Hashem, you're for sure okay. So it's interesting that for some reason today we don't see many people saying Lishiyoscha Kvisi Hashem, and the question is why? Because even this on the Tosefta, one of the major Mefoshim, Sefer Chasdei David from the Gedolei HaAchronim. He quotes as follows, that even according to the man de Umma in the Tosefta, who says that if you say Asisa, it's a problem of Nichesh, the Maida Nuig Ha'idna Loima Inash Anafshe Lishiyoscha Kivis Hashem. That what people today are knowing to say Lishiyoscha Kivis Hashem when they sneeze. Behu Vadai Moida Dolakitcha Brichi Ka'uma Iburit. This is Pushit. There's no Chashash Nichesh. As always, look the Chazdei David. When you say Lishiyoscha Kivis Hashem, there's no problem whatsoever of Nichesh. And it appears in the olden times, it was the derech to say L'shiyoscha kviz Hashem. Because this Rabbi Yaakov Landau, he's moaning about the Mogen Avraham, and he says that the derech of the Mogen Avraham is nispashit hayoim bahamoin. Everybody is saying L'shiyoscha kviz Hashem. So I'm wondering, he lived 200, 250 years ago, he says everyone is saying it. Today we don't see people saying it. And actually, even in the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Lamed is quoted, we should say it. So how can it be that today we're not saying it? One of the Gedolei Poskim, Afraks, the Anya, Reb Dovid Shperber, he taka asks as a kasha, and he says, Kashani la'atzmi, ani nuik tumid loyme l'shi'oscha kvisi Hashem, v'chein ro'isi shloyme emine yisul nehagim. So the Kaf HaChaim in Siman Reish Lamed, he says that he's seen Chusha v'yidin who are makpid not to say l'shi'oscha kvisi Hashem. Why should we makpid? Because, you know, when you say Hashem's name, you have to say Hashem's name, Bekavuna. Now, a person sneezes, you know, he's busy with the tissue, wiping his nose. Often it can happen, a person then will say, L'shiyoscha kvisi Hashem, and he won't say Hashem's name with Kavuna. So, Shalom bin Moise, Shem Shemam Levatula, Zug the Kaf HaChaim, because of that, Ela Chayidin, or Makpid, they don't say the Pusat L'shiyoscha kvisi Hashem. But he's still not happy without the Kaf HaChaim, and he says that what you can do is you should say Hashem's name, just say Hashem. Don't say Hashem's name as one should say, L'shiyoscha kviyas Hashem. And B'shem L'chasam Soifer is brought down a similar chashash. L'chasam Soifer said he was worried that perhaps people will get so used to automatically saying L'shiyoscha kviyas Hashem, if the namukim she'ein anuki, or they haven't got clean hands, they'll also say L'shiyoscha kviyas Hashem. So the Chasam Soifer would say just L'shiyoscha kviyas, and he would leave out Hashem's name. So what emerges from all the Ganser Shmiz is that we see as the minik to say Asisa is taka from Chazal HaKadoshim, from the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, from the Gemara, but one needs to know what is the Kavuna. The Kavuna isn't Derech Refia, that Yena needs a Refia, he needs to be Gezin because he sneezes so he's in danger. No, if that's what you're thinking, that's a problem taka, that's Dake Amoiri. Yaakovina was mevatel. What we are doing is we are thanking Hashem derech hoidua, that just like you sneezed and nothing happened to you, so therefore we thank Hashem and we be mitzpalel that vater aboyin shloim zol nishelfen l'shiyoscha kivisi Hashem. Omen ken Yerut sein.